I thought we would finish up Daniel chapter 2 with Adam Clark's summary and characteristics that he wrote about in of Daniel chapter 2. So there were three characteristics that he listed. The first was the providence of God is evident in behalf of the Jews at that time. For although suffering grievously because of their sins, being deprived of both their political and personal liberty, God shows them that he has not abandoned them, and the existence of a prophet among them is proof of his fatherly care and attention to their eternal welfare. So if they were paying attention, they would know and they would have heard that God has sent this young prophet that is in the court of King Nebuchadnezzar. And so God has not abandoned them, even though he's punishing them. He still cares for them and he's looking after them. Okay, the second point of a characteristic of Daniel chapter 2. God's willingness to manifest the superiority of his truth to wean an idolatrous nation from their vanity and superstition and lead them to that God who is the fountain of truth, the revealer of secrets, and the governor of all things. So he's giving not only the Israelites here a time to come back to God because they had previously rejected him. That's why they're in 70 years of bondage here. But also, this is a chance for these Babylonians, these pagans, to see the one true and living God's power and omniscience, and that they could then talk to either the Hebrews or observe them and see what God's will for mankind is. And then the third characteristic, the direct inspiration of God immediately teaches his servant things which could be known only to God himself, and thus showing three things. First, the Babylonians that his prophets had spoken by an unerring spirit. Two, that the Jews were serving the one true and living God. And three, that God was omniscient and omnipotent. Okay, now he writes the summary of the account given in this chapter. So he summarizes Daniel chapter 2 in 7 points. He starts off with, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in the second year of his reign, about 603 BC, had a remarkable dream which made such a deep impression on his mind that he knew that he must know the meaning of it. Point 2. He summoned his wise men and told them that he had a dream and commanded them to tell him the dream and give its meaning. The third point, they requested the king to tell them the dream and they promised then to make known the meaning. This the king refused to do, yet he insisted on their compliance with the threat of death. The fourth point, they find it impossible to tell the king his dream, and a decree for destruction of the wise men was issued, and Daniel and his friends are included. The fifth point, Daniel, hearing of this death sentence, speaks to Arioch, captain of the king's guard, and receives time to pray to God to get the meaning of the dream. The sixth point, after receiving the dream and a night vision, Daniel desires to be brought before the king and promises to tell the dream and reveal its meanings. And the last point, Daniel is introduced and immediately tells the king what he had dreamed and tells him its meaning.